Well, I suppose the tradition of Fáilte or welcome is one of which Irish people are very proud. And it's this whole sense of welcome that we in the Diocese of Kildare and Loughlin want to extend to all those who are attending the Ploughing Championships. And that's regardless of whether they've travelled from just down the road or whether they've travelled from around the world. And I believe that there are about 150,000 people expected to attend, and that there will be 28 different countries represented. So it should be a very cosmopolitan gathering.
But what exactly will you be doing? I mean, when you say you'll be welcoming them, what will you be doing?
Well, the focus, or I suppose the theme on the stand is that all are welcome. The church is alive, the church is active. And what we'll have over the course of the 4 days is that we will have different events on the Wednesday, the Thursday, on the Saturday. We have a sacred space on the stand where we're going to invite people to come and offer a prayer intention or a prayer request. And they'll be placed at in the sacred space on the stand. We will also be inviting people to take away with them a specially prepared prayer leaflet. And we will have prayer on the stand at 12 noon and 4 o'clock each day. In addition to that, we're going to have the traditional St. Bridget's cross on display, and we're going to have a person on the stand who will be making these St. Bridget's crosses, so people can get a sense of something that's very much part of the fabric and the tradition of St. Bridget and the Diocese of Kildare and Loughlin. In terms of the different focuses, we'll be focusing on faith development, on reach out, on vocations. And we'll also be introducing our new Polish chaplain, Father Tadeusz, who's going to minister to the Polish community in the Diocese of Kildare and Loughlin. So there's quite a wide variety of initiatives and of events that we will be focusing on over the course of the 4 days.
What kind of response do you think you'll get? I mean, you mentioned vocations. Do you think you'll have people signing up or looking to join?
Well, we're not going to have slips of paper there that people can sort of complete if they're interested in joining the priesthood or the religious life. But what we will have is information that people can take away with them. The Diocese of Kildare and Loughlin has been engaged in a campaign of reaching out and of welcome for the past 3 years. And this was a challenge that was set to us by people in parishes around the diocese who said that the focus of the work of the diocese should be for us to find new ways of welcoming young people, those who have been disillusioned or disconnected from the church, as well as newcomers to our community. And I mean that they are significant challenges, but we have been working at those for the past number of years. And you know, once the Ploughing Championships is over, the actual reach out campaign will continue on. And in fact, we have a welcome liturgy that's going to take place in Portlaoise Parish Church on Saturday the 7th of October, and this is to focus on the new ministry to the new Irish that have come to live in our community. So we'd like to extend a welcome to that. And you know, our hope is that you know this initiative will help us to kind of minister more effectively and to reach out to the many different ethnic groups who have chosen to live in the Diocese of Kildare and Loughlin.
And do you think it's working? I mean, are you reaching the people are you reaching the young people particularly?
Well, I think the reaching out to young people is always a particular challenge, but we had a huge turnout for the diocesan pilgrimage to World Youth Day, and that was up in numbers significantly on the previous trip that was made to World Youth Day. So if you're looking for hard facts and figures, I suppose that you know it is certainly beginning to be reflected in something like that.
And do you think people will be surprised to see you at the Ploughing Championship?
They may be. They may be. Yes, they may be. But I think it's all about being out there in the marketplace. And I think the challenge for the church is to reach out and to be out there amongst its people, in the marketplace.
And what about the future of the Reach Out campaign, or even the future after the Ploughing Championship? What's going to happen after that?
Well, as I said, the Reach Out campaign began in November 2004, and you know, we have focused on different initiatives, and the Reach Out campaign will continue once the Ploughing Championships is over. I mean, we will have a debriefing, I suppose, after the Ploughing Championship to see, you know, what we've sort of learned and what we have gathered from that. But the Reach Out campaign, I mean, you can never stop reaching out to people.
So where would people find you at the Ploughing Championship?
We're inviting people to come along to stand number 324 in row S, and that's from any time on Wednesday, Thursday, Friday or Saturday, the 27th to 30th of September. As I said, all are welcome.